Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Holocaust responsa from the Sefer Shailos and Tshuvos Mima Amokim of Rav Ephraim Oshri. And we're going to be learning a tshuva today from the end of Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph. I have to thank my friend Michael Berman, who showed me this tshuva. And it's really in Yanei Diyoma, for those who are following the Jewish news, as we speak at the end of Shvat in the year Tavshin Samach Tes. But, of course, we won't specify the details, because that's not really what interests us at this point, but everybody can draw their own conclusions. B'din ha-knisa le-beis ha-tumma, s'l-safik ha-tzalas nefashos. Rav Oshri is asked, in the Kovna ghetto, where he was captive, taken captive by the Nazis, together with many other Jews. Eventually, as we know, he made it to the United States. He was saved, and he was able to publish his Sfarim. So he's asked, you're allowed to go into a Beis HaTumah, into an impure home, which of course means a church, for Safek Atzalos Nefashos. And he says, Kishayinu Nisunim Batzaru Vashivya Sgurim Musugarim Begito Shel Kovna, when we were in great distress in the Kovna ghetto, Veinenu Ros Vekolos Lamarachenu Vachyosenu Hamuvalim Letevach Kitzon, and we were suffering so much when we saw our brothers and sisters being brought as sheep to the slaughter, b'machanos ha'ashmada, in the concentration camps, uv'yichud ko'av v'do'av libeinu al ha'olim v'yonkim, and we were especially pained by the young ones, by the children who were being brutally murdered, shemipiem yosat surenu oz li'Yisrael, that from their mouth our rock, God, created strength for Israel, alluding to a pasuk in Tehillim, and now they are being brought to the slaughter by an evil enemy, by a cruel enemy that doesn't know mercy. In order that the coals of Israel should not be extinguished, and we should have some remnant, nechlitzu rabim lahatzils ha'ilodim aktanim, midei rabbi hatavachim, hatavachim zovchei ha'odam. Many people extended great effort, invested great effort in saving these young children from the hands of the slaughterers of man. And what did they do? They were able, with tachbulos shonos, with various tricks, to get the kids out of the ghetto and to give them to goyim who will watch over them until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on his people. For yomer lamashkes haref ulitzarasenu yomar dai. And he tells the destroyer to stop, and he will say enough to our saras. Many of our children were also given over to Christian priests to stay in their houses of fear and their monasteries. Obviously, the hope of the Christians was to take these Jewish children and educate them as Christians. After we were freed, we did everything we could to save these Olelenu Vitapenu. We wanted to save them, to bring them back to the Jewish people. However, in order to get them back, we had to go to the priests themselves. And we had to go to their own homes and their houses of worship in order to influence them to return these children to their nation. And I was asked, are we allowed to go into their churches to see if there are children there? Because in many of the cases, they said, no, we don't have any kids here. And these children who were given into their hands, they don't know what happened to them. So maybe it's true and there are no children. And maybe you're not allowed to go into a church in order to get these children, because there are no children, because we know that it's us to go into a church. Or maybe we're allowed to. So that's the question that Rav Oshri was asked. Are we allowed to go into their churches to save these Jewish children? In order to answer this question, he begins with a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ir sheyesh ba'avodas kochavim, a city in which there is a festival of idolatrous worship, aser likanes b'soicha, you're not allowed to enter this city, v'lo mitocha li'ir acheres, nor go from this city to another city. In other words, even if you're going en route to another destination, it's forbidden. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And we're skipping a little bit. Yashav lo kotz b'fnei avodas kochavim, if a thorn became stuck in one's foot in front of an idol, lo yishche v'yitlena, he may not bend down and remove it, b'fnei shenira k'mishtachav el avodas kochavim, because it looks as if he is bowing down to the idol, v'im eino nira, but if he does not appear, the Gemara is going to explain what this means, mutter, nispazru lo ma'osav b'fnei avodas kochavim, if your coins became scattered in front of an idol, you shouldn't bend down and retrieve them, because again, it appears like you're bowing down to the idol. But if he doesn't appear, then you're allowed to. Another case, a spring, mayan hamoshech lifnei avodas kochavim, if a spring is flowing in front of an idol, lo yishcha b'yishte, he may not bow down and drink from this spring, mipnei shenirik imishtachav el avodas kochavim, because it looks like he's bowing down to an idol. V'im eino nira, but if he doesn't appear, then mutter. Partsufos hamakalchem mayim lekrachim, sculptures of human faces that eject water in the cities. In the large cities, there were water fountains that looked like human faces, and water would run through a pipe from behind the face and come out through the mouth. In order to drink the water, a person had to put his mouth to the mouth of the fountain. So this was done in cities because that's what people in cities would do back then. So the halacha is, lo yaniach piv al piem v'yishteh, you're not allowed to place your mouth on their mouth and drink this water, v'bnei shenira k'menashek l'avodas kochavim, because it appears as if you are kissing the idol. K'yotze bo lo yaniach piv al selon v'yishteh, one not place his mouth on a water pipe and drink. This pipe is attached to the ground, v'bnei ha'sakana, Rashi says, because he might swallow a leech. This is not a din in avodah zarah, this is a din in health. And then the Gemara defines, what does it mean, eino nira? And the Gemara says, im eino nira kemishtachav el avodas kochavim mutter. If it doesn't look like he's bowing down to an idol, it's mutter. That is one Gemara that Rav Oshri brings down. There was another Gemara, this one on Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanon, kishen nitpas Rebbe Eliezer leminus, when Rebbe Eliezer was caught for heresy. In other words, Rashi says that heretics grabbed him in order to force him to worship idols. Amarlo oso hegemon, the Roman official in charge, said to him, Zaken shekamoscha yasek b'dvarim b'telim halalu, a wise person such as you should be engaged in these idol matters, which, according to Rashi, you keep the Torah. What do you need this for? Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ne'aman alai hadayin, the judge is trusted by me, kasavar oso hegemon alav hu omer. That official thought that Rabbi Eliezer was speaking about him when he says the judge is trusted by me. So this officer thought he was talking about the officer. However, Rabbi Eliezer was only talking about his father in heaven. Amar lo. In other words, Rashi says that he was showing his trust in Hashem, who's the true judge, because if he's being punished, Rabbi Eliezer assumed that he'd done something wrong in the past. Amar lo. So the official said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ho ve'emanti alecha, since you have made me trusted by you, Dimus paterata, I swear by Dimus. Dimus was the name of his idol. It's interesting today, Bedimus means when someone retires. In modern Hebrew they say he's a judge Bedimus. Back then it was an idol. Anyway, so Dimus paterata, kishabala beso, so he let him out, he acquitted him. When Rabbi Eliezer came home, kishabala beso, nichnasu tamida veselam lachamo, his students came to console him. So Rashi Nian Yankiv says that they were consoling him because he couldn't figure out why he had been punished. And he didn't receive consolation. Allow me to say one thing from which you have taught me. Amarlo emor. So he said to him, say what you have to say. Amarlo, so Rabbi Akiva said, Rebbe, Shema minus baliotcha. Maybe some teaching of heresy came into your hand. Maybe you heard some apikorsis. Vehenacha. and you enjoyed it, you liked it, pleased you, it was Yasher Beinecha, Rashi says, for all of Nitfasta, and that's why you were seized and almost coerced into worshipping Avodah Zarah. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva his kartani, you've reminded me, Akiva. Pam hayisi mahalech b'shuk ha'elyon shel Tzipori, once I was walking in the upper market of Tzipori, and I encountered a heretic, and his name was Yaakov of Kfar Schania. And he said to me, it says in your Torah, lo savi esnan zona, you are now allowed to bring a harlot hire. That means that if a avodah zarah, if a person gave a sheep or an axe in exchange for a zona for her services, or in exchange for a dog, you're now allowed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Mahu lasas himenu beis hakisei l'koin gadol. What is the law making from this hire, the money given to a zona? Are you allowed to make a bathroom for a Kohen Gadol? So we know Rashi says that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was put in the Lishkas HaParhedrin, which is on Har HaBayis, and all of his needs were taken care of there. So this Apikoros was asking Rabbi Eliezer, if this zona was paid with building material, can this material be used in order to construct a Beis HaKisei, a bathroom, for the Kohen Gadol? V'lo amarti lo klum, and I didn't answer him. Amar li, so the heretic said to me, kachli madatani, so you have taught me. Kime esnan zona, kibtz kibatza, v'ad esnan zona yeshuvu. It says in the Pasuk in Micha, they were collected for a harlot hire, and they will revert to a harlot hire. And what do we learn from there? Mimakom hatinofes ba'u, lemaken hatinofes yelechu. They have come from a place of filth, and they should go to a place of filth. Meaning this, if the money came from a harlot's hire, from the money given to a zona, they should go then to a makom hatinofes, to a dirty place, a place of filth, i.e. in order to build a Beis HaKisei for the Kohen Gadol. Vihinhani davar. And I enjoyed this. I enjoyed this drasha from the pasuk in Micha. They were collected for harlot's hire, revert to harlot's hire, meaning they were collected their filth, and they should go to filth. They should go to the Beis HaKisei. I like this word. Al yedei zenit pasti lamin b'minus. And because of this, I was seized for the purposes of being convinced to, or coerced better, to serve idols. Va'avarti al mashakasuv b'Torah, and I was over on what it says in the Torah. Harchek me'aleha darkecha. Zum minus. Distance your way from her. This is talking about minus. We should distance ourselves from apikorsis because we might like it, and then it's going to draw us in, as it's happened, unfortunately, to many people. Ve'al tigra v'al pesach besa zu'a rushes, and don't come to the door of her house. This is talking about the authorities, these corrupt rulers. Because corrupt rulers covet the money of rich people, and then they take it away, and of course, kill them. And we're skipping a little, the Gemara says, v'kama, and how much did you distance yourself? Which, according to the Torah, means from Avodah Zarah. In addition, Pashpashat in the Gemara is that it's also talking about from the door of Zona. So Amar of Chizda, Arba Amos, shouldn't even come near. So one should distance oneself from Avodah Zarah and from a Beis Nus, 4 Amos. So that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And so it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, in Simen Kufnun, Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Lisrachek, Midarach Alilim, Arba Amos. So one should distance oneself from Avodah Zarah, 4 Amos. So obviously, one shouldn't go into a base of Avodah Zarah, that's Pashut. And it says in the Shut, quotes the Mishalas and Shuvas Mimamakim, Rav Oshri, in the Shalas and Shuvas, Chaim Biyad, and Simon Nun Vav, that Kol Shikain, that you're not allowed to go into a house that has Avodah Zarah, that's Bevadei Aser, and even though, Bizman Azeh, we don't have real love of the Avodah Zarah, say the Poskim, for certain matters. So that's only as far as the Goyim are concerned. Myself is saying Biyadayim. So they might not have Din of all of the Avodah Zarah. They don't really know what they're doing. However, if they have a Beis Yira, if they have their house of worship, so there they do. They worship just like they worshipped in the old days. So this definitely has a Din of a Beis Avodah Zarah. And this place is impure. And it's the Sitra Achra. And you should definitely stay away from it. And then he says, "L'chein hela says Rav Ashri shebahai uvda shekam Yisraelim nichnasu lebeis yirasim lekavod asrara, that there were some Jews who went into a church in order to honor the government. Shebivadai elu haYehudim asu shelo katorah v'avu bezal das Yehudis. These Jews did against the halacha, and they were over on the Jewish religion. L'chein srichem him tvila." They need tevila. They need to immerse themselves in a mikvah. Ukedei shetielam kapara aleim lekabel malchus. In order that they should have a kapara, they should accept upon themselves lashes. Ulechalek es kol mabushem shayulovshim levushim behem kishenichnasu shama leaniim merudim. And they should give the clothing that they were wearing as a kapara to poor people. So the Imam Malkim says from this chalice in Shuvas Chaim Biyad that definitely one is not allowed to enter into their houses of worship, and here was a case where they really needed to do it, in the case of the Shalos and Shuvas Chaim Biyad, in order to honor the Gentile government. Nevertheless, he says that it's usur. One shouldn't even go within Dalet Amos, and even if we are Megal on the Goyim themselves, and we say that they don't have a din of over the Avodah Zarah, because they don't really know necessarily what they're doing, but they're still worshipping in ways that were worshipped in the old days, the way their fathers and grandfathers worshipped the real over the Avodah Zarah. So in any case, there's no room here for kula, and therefore they must accept upon themselves a kapara. So that is the pashat halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to go into a church that everybody agrees to, and even the Gemara says even within Arba Amos, one shouldn't go. And if one did, then one needs a kapara. However, the case Rav Ashri is dealing with is not your regular case, because he is dealing with a case of mamish going into this base of Avodah Zarah in order to save these children who are chas v'shalom going to be raised as Catholics, as Christians. So I'm reminded when I read the part of the story, so we are going to deal with that in a moment. Maybe the halacha would be different. But I'm reminded of the story of Rav Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who I was told this story by the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva HaKotel when I studied there, that he went to speak to the Pope in order to save Jewish children. And at the end of the meeting, he had to go to the Vatican. At the end of the meeting, he said to the people accompanying him, "Chtav gain to a mikveh, I have to go to a mikveh, I have to go to a mikveh." He had to go to a mikveh. He was feeling the impurity. And that's in fact what the Chaim Biyad says to do, that when they went to Isser, they should go to mikveh, but if Herzog went to Heter, because that's going to be the maskana, at least Rav Herzog's maskana. We're going to see what the Rav Ashri's maskana is. But in order to save Jewish children, Rav Herzog wanted to go into the Vatican. But afterwards, he felt like he needed a mikveh. He felt the impurity. Rav Kook tells about himself that when he was 9 years old and he would walk outside this Beis Hatuma, and even if there were flowers planted around and it smelled nice, he said he smelled the sirachon of the Beis Hakisei. So these were people with very sensitive antennas of spirituality and non-spirituality, and therefore when they were able to smell it, they were able to feel it, they were able to sense it. So there's a very interesting sefer who gives a nice rundown of the views, and then we're going to get to Rav Ashri's conclusion, called B'chol Nafshecha, which is written by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Weinberg. It's actually a grandson of the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, Rav Aaron Feldman, and his father is also a very chashuv Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak. His name is Rav Ariel Weinberg, Rav Baruch Moshe Ariel Weinberg, who has a number of very chashuv Svarim, one on Maseches Soto, one on Maseches Chagiga, one on Maseches Erechin. So his son, who was a young Talmud Chacham, wrote he lives in Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken, a Bayit Veganim Rechov Achida, which is, I only know that because that's what it says in the inside cover of the book. So he has a whole sefer on B'chol Nafshecha, on the din of Yehari Gval Yavor. So here he says that one is not allowed, on page Chof Gimel, one is not allowed to enter a Beis Avodah Zarah because it's Maris Ayin. It looks like he's being over the Avodah Zarah, and that's what we saw in the Gemara, that if it looks like you're being over the Avodah Zarah, don't bend down in front of the Avodah Zarah. It's Maris Ayin. It looks like you're being over the Avodah Zarah. So that's the problem with entering into their Beis HaTumah. Or it's called in the poskim affectionately Beis HaTifla instead of Tfila, Tifla. So if one knows what Tiflis is, then one understands. So there's not so much love over there for the religion. Although I was once talking to my Rebbe, Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe, about how to relate to Christians, and he said that the religion itself we view as complete tumah, and we have no compassion. But the people, obviously, we're nice to the people, and that's really the Jewish way. We treat people with dignity, and we treat people with respect. But Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah, and for a Jew, it's certainly Avodah Zarah, even though there's debate about whether to a goy it's Avodah Zarah, but many people hold it is. Some people hold, even those who say apparently that it isn't, that only means to swear b'shituf, but mamash, everybody holds, according to some achronim, that it is Avodah Zarah. Others say, no, there are shitas that it's not Avodah Zarah, but for us Jews, it's certainly Avodah Zarah. Certainly usher for us. So, Rav Weinberg continues that there are those who say that even in makom sakonis nefashos, like for example, they're running after you, and you can save yourself by going to a base of Avodah Zarah, it is nevertheless usher. And some say that b'makom sakana it's mutter. And if it's clear that you're going in order to save yourself, then everybody holds it's mutter. And then in the footnote, he goes through the various opinions. So we'll summarize the tour. And Siman Kuf Mem Tes brings in the name of the Rashba, that it's usher to go into a base of Avodah Zarah, even to save himself from death. And one is also not allowed to go to a fair of Avodah Zarah, and to a street where there's Avodah Zarah, because it looks like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. What is he doing there? And Rabbeinu Yonah argues, and he says he doesn't look like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah unless it's a fair that they're making on their holiday. And the idolaters are gathering there from various places, then he looks like he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah argues, and he says that when you go to the fair, it only looks like you're being Ovid Avodah Zarah if it's their holiday. So that's the tour, and then that's the tour on Siman Kuf Mem Tes in the name of the Rashba. That you're not allowed to go, even to save yourself from death, and you're also not allowed to go to a fair where there's Avodah Zarah, because it looks like you're being Ovid Avodah Zarah. However, at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, this very same tour writes in the name of the Rosh that somebody who's Chayav Misa and can run away to a church to save himself, because that's probably the last place you'd want to look for a Jew. So the halacha is that it's mutter, and he doesn't look like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the tour is Soser himself. In Siman Kuf Mem Tes, he says, you're not allowed to go to a base of Avodah Zarah to save yourself. In Kufnan Zayin, he says, you're allowed to go to a base of Avodah Zarah to save yourself. So the Bach says that the Rosh is arguing with the Rashba that he brings in Kuf Mem Tes, and that the Tur himself holds like the Rosh that it's Mutter. And therefore, he doesn't bring in Kufnan Zayin that the Rashba argues, because in Kuf Mem Tes, he only brings the Rashba who says that you're not allowed to go to save yourself. You're not allowed to go to a base of Avodah Zarah to save yourself. In Kufnan Zayin, he brings the Rosh who says you're allowed to, and Bach says that he passes like the Rosh. And that's why he doesn't bring the differing opinion in Kufnan Zayin of the Rashba. However, that's a little bit of a dochak, because in Siman Kuf Mem Tes, he brings in the name of the Rashba, and he doesn't bring anybody who argues with the din of the Rashba. He only brings Rabbeinu Yonah, who argues about the fair. Then he says, if it's just a fair, it doesn't look like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah, only if it's also a Goyisha holiday. But he doesn't bring anybody to argue in principle, and say that you're allowed to go into a base of Avodah Zarah to save yourself from death. And here, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, he writes bistam like the Rosh, that you're allowed to. So it's a stira, and it's hard to say that he paskins like the Rosh in Kuf Nun Zayin, and completely ignore what he writes in Kuf Mem Tes, where he paskins like the Rashba, but that it's usser. So the Prisha says that there's really no argument. The Rashba in Siman Kuf Mem Tes is talking about a case where it's not clear to those who see that he's going in order to save himself, and therefore it looks like he's being modeh b'avodah zarah. However, the Rosh that's brought by the Tur in Kufnan Zayin is talking about a case where it's clear that they're running after him and he's going to save himself, and therefore it doesn't look like he's being modeh b'avodah zarah, and it's mutar l'kulei alma. That's the pashut chiluk. If it doesn't look like, if it's not clear that he's running in to save himself, then it would be usur, because it's mefzik ovid avodah zarah. But if it does look like he's saving himself, it's clear that he's running in to save himself, then it's mutter. Because then it doesn't look like he's doing Ovid Avodah Zarah. So if you don't know, it's usur, because it looks like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. But if you do know, then it's mutter, because it doesn't look like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. And therefore, according to this, the Tur holds like the Rashba, that if it looks like he's being modeh b'Avodah Zarah, it's usur, because of Maris Ayin, and nobody argues with that. And only when it's nicker, it's mutter, only when it's clear. So, kumtais, it emerges then, that according to the Bach, there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba says also, the Rosh says mutter, and the Tur paskins like the Rosh, that it's mutter, and you don't have to worry about Ma'ariv Zayin b'makom pikuach nefesh. Loiten Prisha, according to the Prisha, there's no argument at all. If there's Ma'ariv Zayin l'kuli alma it's aser, and if there's no Ma'ariv Zayin, if it doesn't look like he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah l'kuli alma it's mutter. And the Shorish of the Machlokes is totally in the explanation of the Sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There we saw the Sugya that if you have a spring that's in front of an Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to drink from it. And it says, even if you're going to die. That's what it says at the end of the Gemara there that we didn't read. That it's Aser even if he's going to die. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim on that Gemara. The Rashba says that it's Aser even if he's mamish going to die, kipshuto. Die. This Pikuach Nefesh. Nevertheless, since there's Ma'ariv Zayin, it looks like he's bowing down in front of the idol, it's Aser. And from this, the Rashba learns that you're also not allowed to be, you're not allowed to enter into a base of Avodah Zarah b'mokom pikuach nefesh, because it's Ma'ariv Zayin of Avodah Zarah. And the Gra writes in Siman Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Dalet, that even though Ma'ariv Zayin is only Aser midrabanan, nevertheless it's Avizrayu d'Avodah Zarah, it's an accessory of Avodah Zarah, and even in Avizrayu d'Rabanan, there's a din of Mesiris Nefesh, as we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, about the person who got lovesick, and they wouldn't even let her talk to the woman. A man got lovesick for a woman, they said, die rather than talk to her, because it was Avizrayu. And the Ran argues, and the Ran says that it says in the Gemara, Mayis is not Kipshuto, he shouldn't Mamish die. Rather, there's a Chashash Rachok, there's a remote chance that there's going to be a Sakana. However, if there's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. Only if it's a remote chance, it's Aser. But if it's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. And we're not worried about Ma'ariv Zayin, Avodah Zarah, B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, and Memela, it's Mutter to enter into a base of Avodah Zarah, B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, and we are not concerned with Ma'ariv Zayin. And the Bach Paskins LaHalacha, that it's Mutter, and we're not worried about Ma'ariv Zayin, because we go L'Kula, in a case of Safek Nefashos. That's the Bach Psak at the end of Siman Kufnun Zayin. So if you're misupik, again the Bach Paskins, because remember the Bach Shita was that the Tur Paskins like the Rashba, the Rush, and therefore the Bach says that since the Tur Paskins like the Rush, it's Mutter. We're not worried about Ma'ariv Zayin because it's only because it's Safek Nefashos and you go L'Kula. So that's the Bach. So according to the Bach, we have a clear heter to go for Safek Nefashos. However, the Gra says that the Iker is Kedas HaRashba, that we paskin like the Rashba, that it's Aser because of Ma'ariv Zayin, even B'makom Pikuach Nefesh. It's a Machmir opinion. And he says, because look, the Torah brings the Rashba and Siman Kuf Mentes. So that's the basic breakdown of the poskim. However, let's say there would be no Ma'ariv Zayin. So then we have the Prisha to be Somechan, who says it's Mutter if there's no Ma'ariv Zayin. So the Gra only paskins that it's Aser because there is Ma'ariv Zayin. But if it's Nikr that you're running in to save yourself, so then there would be no Ma'ariv Zayin. And there, according to that, it would be Mutter, L'Kulei Alma, even the Rashba would hold that it is Mutter. So now getting back to our Shiloh. So our Shiloh going in there to save these children from spiritual death, Gadol HaMechtiyo Yosem and Ahargo, it's even worse than physical death. So is one allowed to enter into the base of Avodah Zarah? So, according to the Bach, we have a clear heter. We're not worried about Ma'ariv Zayin. You go to the Kul of Makom Sakanas Nefashos. Let's say that the Tur paskin like the Rush, and it's Mutter. No problemo. And then even if you don't hold that way, even if you hold that b'makom, that if there's Ma'ariv Zayin, one is not allowed to go b'safik sakanas nefashos. However, we still have the Prisha to be Selmechan. Because the Prisha makes a chilik between Nikr and not Nikr. So as long as it's Nikr, as long as it's clear that he's not going in for Avodah Zarah, he's going in to save a life. And everybody knows it. So there he's going to save his own life or save the life of the children. Then it would be Mutter. So concludes Rav Oshri, this is the end of the tshuva. He has a long pilpul during the course of the tshuva, but his conclusion is, Imkein, b'nidon didon v'andei akol yodim shkol ikr kavanas ha-yehudim halalu b'knisasin l'beis ha-yerushal ha-goyim hu kedei lahatzil nefashos mi-yisrael. Everybody knows they're going in order to save lives. Shlo yiyah mechunachim lios adukim be'avodas kol chavim, that they should not be educated to be pious idolaters, Rachman Alitzlan. Aval bevada lo yala hadas shel mishu lachshuv chas v'shalom sheyudim alalu nechnasim lebeis yirasam kdei lavud shem avodah zarah. Nobody would be choshesh if they're going in to take, to pull, to shlep marois, to take them out of the base of avodah zarah. Nobody's choshesh that when they're in there, they're going to chap a rein and serve the gachke, serve this avodah zarah. Im kein bevada yein kamishu maris ayin klal v'chla uchlal. There is no maris ayin at all. V'shapir yesh lahoros lem sheyishtadlu b'chol mina yishtadlu yos liyikonis lebeis hayira. And therefore we should paskin for them that they should do anything they can, invest every type of effort to go into their houses of worship, into the Gentile houses of worship, to search for these children in order to return them l'moreshes avosam das Yisrael she'aleh haragnu kol hayom, that we die for it every day. And Rav Ashri concludes, v'gam ana vidna uvda b'nafshoi, I myself did something, u'be'atzmi halachti ala komer alitoi, I myself went to the Lithuanian priest, ובעזרת השם הצלחתי להציל כמה וכמה ילדים שלא יאבדו מכל ישראל. And I was able to save many, many children, that they should not be lost from the Jewish people. והם נמצאים כעס בארץ ישראל, ומסנגים כיהודים שומרי תורה ומצווה לכל דבר, and they are in Eretz Yisrael, and they are שומרי תורה and mitzvah in every way, ברוך השם. וכן עשו רבים וגם שלמים שעזרו עוז להציל את הילדים השבויים בין העקום להשיבם לחיק עמם. And so many great people have done, they have gotten courage, and they have saved these children who were taken captive by the Gentiles to return them to the bosom of their nation. V'yiratzon she'ikuyim banu ma she'ne'emar, v'heshiv leiv avos al banim, v'leiv banim al avosam, the hearts of the sons should be returned to the fathers, and the fathers to the sons. As Rashi says there, v'heshiv leiv avos al yidei banim, the fathers should be returned through the children, as we see many times in this generation. V'leiv banim al yidei avosam, and the fathers should return to the children. B'mheira v'yameinu. So, just to conclude, we have therefore a heter that one is allowed to go into the Beis Hayira in order to save these children, based not only on the Bach's more makel opinion, but even on the Prisha, who tries to find that Lekule Amma would be mutter, because it's clear that there's no Maris Ayin. Everybody knows that they're only going in to save the children. So, I heard a story once from Rabbi Beryl Wein. I heard it a number of times, that he tells about how he was a young boy in the yeshiva of Skokie, and some people say it's in Chicago, but I'm a New Yorker, so I'm not exactly convinced that Chicago exists. Isn't everywhere New York? And if it's not in New York, then it's not. But we know that there are other places outside of New York. So he was a young boy in the Skokie yeshiva, and Rav Yitzchok Isaac Halevi Herzog came to the yeshiva to give a shir, and he gave a shir in Bava Metzia, a shir in Yiddish, and at the end of the shir, he said that I'd now like to say a few words in English. We know that Rav Herzog Zecher Tzadik Livracha was originally Irish. His father was a Rav in Ireland, and his father was his Rebbe. Rav Herzog basically did it on his own. He had his father teaching him, and he learned on his own, and he became a Gadol B'Yisrael and a Tzadik B'Yisrael. And Rav Herzog was a very dignified-looking man with his hat and his walking stick, if you've ever seen a picture of him. And actually, they just came out. They already put out a Sefer Zikaron, a book in his memory, after he died. And I was in the bookstore today, actually, and I saw they came out with a new Sefer in Rav Herzog's memory. So it's always a good read, anything written in honor of Rav Herzog. In any event, at the end of the shir, Rav Herzog started to talk in English. And he said, I want to tell you, young men, that I just came from the Vatican, and I spoke to the Pope, and I had a list of 10,000 names of Jewish children, and I wanted these children back. And I gave him the names. And the Pope said to me, I'm sorry, but that's it. They've been converted. It's too late. We can't give them back. They belong to me. They belong to us. They belong to the church. And at that point, relates Rabbi Wein, and he says he remembers it like yesterday, Rav Herzog bent over on the shtender, and he started to cry and cry and cry. And all of the years of pain and tears and all of the suffering, it's well known that Rav Herzog, before the Holocaust, was a young, strong man, and he got old very, very quickly, and he died young, and it was all the suffering that he underwent, all the pain that he felt for the Jewish people, and all of the efforts that he invested in order to save his people, and he went to Europe a number of times. or at least once, I assume a number of times, in order to save people during the Holocaust. He was obviously suffering a great deal. And after the Holocaust, he did a lot, and everything just wore him down, and he died younger than he should have or would have had he not suffered so much. So Rav Herzog is just crying and crying and crying, and it's all coming out. And at the end, he stood up like a lion. And he said, "Those 10,000 children we have lost, but what are you going to do to help the Jewish people?" And then afterwards, the boys came up to shake Rav Herzog's hand, and he said to each one individually, did you hear what I said? What are you going to do to help the Jewish people, to save the Jewish people?" And that was the legacy of Rav Yitzchak Isaac HaLevi Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Lefracha. That is one beautiful and touching story that I heard about him. Another story that I heard was that Herzog was once trying to release Jewish children from a monastery, and they said to him, "You have nothing to look for here, Rabbi. There are no Jewish children here." And he says, "Do me a favor, just give me a few seconds in there, and I'll come right out. I just want to look inside and go in for a minute, and then I'll come right out. Okay? There are no Jewish children, there are no Jewish children. What can I do? You gotta take you guys at your word." So they gave him permission. He went inside. He said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." And all of a sudden, the children came running towards him. Not all the children, but many of the children. And they started screaming, "Tati, Tati, Mami, Mami." And Rav Herzog said, "I'll take those." Those were young children who remembered before the war, before they went to sleep. Their parents would sit with them, and they would say the Shema. And it was all but forgotten. So Rav Herzog said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Tati, Tati, Mami, Mami." So we should all be Zochim, it's Hashem. We should never have to go into Batei Avod Zara. We should be Zochim, it's Hashem, Bekarov Mamish. We should see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and a spirit of purity will come over the land. And we'll be Zoche for the Kiyum of the Pasuk, Umala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, a world of pure monotheism where everybody knows Hashem. Kemayim Liyam Chasim, the world will be filled with knowledge of God. And possibly my favorite Pasuk in all of Navi, Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol Panim, all the tears will be wiped off, and we'll be zocheh to simchas olam al roshenu, b'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.